This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to episode 10 of Preparing for Ramadan. In the previous video, we talked about Qiyamul Layl. In this video, I'm going to give you some tips on how to get oneself to start praying Qiyamul Layl. All right, let's get right into it. Tip number one, always make the intention to pray Qiyamul Layl before you go to sleep at night. And the Prophet told us that the person who makes the intention to pray during the night and then they go to sleep and then sleep overtakes them, meaning they're not able to wake up and pray that Qiyamul Layl, that the person will have written for them the reward of that which they intended. Now this is amazing, subhanAllah, because the person didn't even pray the Qiyamul Layl, but simply because the person made the sincere intention to pray Qiyamul Layl, they got that reward for those rak'ahs that they didn't even pray. Number two, make the intention to wake other people up as well. Now, this can work because it increases our sense of responsibility, because now we're not only in charge of waking ourselves up, we're in charge of waking up other people as well. And that may be that final push that we need to wake up. Number three, go to sleep early. Now, this should be fairly obvious, but a lot of times we miss out on that Qiyamul Layl and even Fajr sometimes, simply because we didn't get enough rest during the night. Number four, don't be overly comfortable while sleeping at night. Now, I know a lot of our lifestyles are such that we sleep on very comfortable beds. And if you look at the bed of the Prophet ﷺ, we know that it wasn't too comfortable. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she actually tells us about the pillow of the Prophet ﷺ. She says that it was made out of this tough leather and it was filled with palm fibers, meaning it wasn't very comfortable to sleep on. So another tip I'll give underneath this tip is, maybe try sleeping on the floor. And I know for me personally, that has worked on a few occasions where if I get off of my comfortable bed and just spend the night on the floor, maybe put a sheet down, have a pillow, that could really work. Number five, sleep in a state of tahara or a state of purity. The Prophet told us that there's no Muslim who goes to sleep at night remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in a state of purity, except that when they wake up and they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for goodness from this life and the next, except that Allah grants them that. Number six, avoid eating and drinking too much before going to bed. This is another one of those tips that seems fairly obvious, but not a lot of us actually implement this tip. Especially during the month of Ramadan, where people tend to make up for their whole day of not eating in those few hours that we actually can eat. And that in turn causes laziness and it makes our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala harder. So there you go. Those are some tips that I have for you, but I would like to hear from you as well. If you have some tips for waking up for Qiyamul Layl, I would love to hear them. Please share them in the comments below. And as always, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I'll see y'all later, inshallah ta'ala. Take care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.